Small farmers have won a major victory in the Senate, which is putting the final touches on a multi-year farm bill. In a key vote today, lawmakers refused to roll back legislation that restricts big meat packers from owning livestock. With only a few firms now doing most of the nation's meat packing, small livestock producers fear that those packers could use their own herds to depress prices paid to family farmers. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Late last year, the Senate passed an amendment to the farm bill that would make it illegal for big meat packers to own livestock, except for during the final 2 weeks before slaughter. The meat industry reacted, saying this would harm its efforts to improve the quality of livestock going to packing houses. So meat packers sought to overturn the restriction with an amendment that would instead simply order a study of the economic impact of such ownership. But Minnesota Democrat Paul Wellstone defended that restriction. He warned that just four major meat packers buy more than 80% of the nation's livestock.
I'm on the side of our family farmers. I'm not on the side of these big packers and these big conglomerates. And they're not going to be able to muscle their way to the dinner table the way they've been doing and push family farmers out of existence. And they're not going to be able to muscle their way to the floor of the United States Senate and try and reverse a vote.
Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, who's also a hog farmer, said it all comes down to one issue.
And this issue is whether packers should be packers or packers ought to be producers competing unfairly against the family farmer.
The sponsor of the measure to remove any restrictions on packers owning livestock, Idaho Republican Larry Craig, countered that there's a new market reality that family farmers will have to get used to.
Are we simply handicapping the family farmer? Or should we be working with them to assure that they have greater tools of integration so they can share in the profit line instead of simply standing for the highest or the lowest bidder, if you will, to take their product?
But when it came to a vote, the measure to roll back those restrictions failed. South Dakota Democrat Tim Johnson, who sponsored the measure limiting the ownership of livestock by meat packers, was pleased that it got even more votes today than it did last December.
It's a reflection of concern that a lot of people have that we need to restore competition and free markets in the sale of livestock. And that turning all the livestock producers in this country into low-wage employees on their own land, bearing all the risk and very little of the profit, really isn't the kind of rural America that most of us want to see happen.
Republican Craig said he did not know whether prices for beef and cattle would drop as they have for poultry, which is exempted from the ban on packer ownership.
But I do know one thing, that if you deny these efficiencies and the vertical integration to the beef industry and the pork industry, there's one industry out there that is vertically integrated. It's the poultry industry. Those two industries become less competitive while the poultry industry becomes more competitive. And that's the reality of what we're facing.
Minnesota Democrat Wellstone said the problem is precisely that the meat industry has been going the way of the poultry industry.
This is really about taking on monopoly in agriculture. This is really about the need to have a Teddy Roosevelt and more antitrust action. We'll start with food industry, then we'll go to media, then we'll go to health insurance, then we'll go to energy, then we'll go to banking. Really, that's really what this is about.
But it's not clear whether the ban on meat packers owning livestock will become law. South Dakota Democrat Johnson had his doubts after today's vote.
I've always known that this amendment will have an uphill battle. We'll go to conference committee where I think it'll be a tough go, given the fact that the House of Representatives has no such language in their version of the farm bill, and there'll be a lot of resistance there.
The House is also expected to resist another measure approved by the Senate, which cuts in half the maximum amount of $550,000 that a farmer can now receive in subsidy payments from the government. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.